This week, it's Cod Week, and in a special episode, I'm going to walk you through the fundamentals of what all solid productivity and time management systems have. Hello and welcome to episode 318 of the Working With podcast, a podcast to answer all your questions about productivity, time management, self-development, and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin and I am your host of this show. Now, some of you may be wondering what cod means. Well, it's not a type of fish. COD stands for collect, organize, and do. And these three parts of a productivity system are the critical foundations you need to develop if you want your system to work effortlessly. COD came about several years ago following a research project I did. In it, I went back to 1960, not literally, and looked at all the time management and productivity systems I could find to see if there were any common denominators. There were multiple systems and approaches, from Hiram Smith's Franklin Planner system to Stephen Covey's First Things First and Jim Rohn's notebook and planning method. And of course, I didn't neglect to look at GTD, getting things done, and the multiple variations that sprang from that. There were four standard features in all these systems. The first was to collect everything into a trusted place. The second was to organize or process what you collected. And the third was to plan the day. And finally, there was doing the work. When I developed COD, I wanted to give you a simple framework on which to build your own system, a system based on how you prefer to do your work. Many of you will like routine, others perhaps a little flexibility. What COD does is gives you a three-step process you can customize to work in the way that you want to work. Let me begin with collecting. Nothing will work if you don't collect whatever comes your way into a trusted place. Here, there are two key parts. Collect everything and put it somewhere you trust you will see later in the day. Scribbling tasks and ideas onto post-it notes can work, but I've observed that they often get stuck on computer monitors, whiteboards, and many other places, which means you don't trust that you will see them later in the day. What works best is having a central place for all these tasks, appointments, and ideas. That could be a task manager on your phone and computer or a pocket notebook you carry with you everywhere you go. What matters is you use it consistently and you trust it. This may mean you need to practice to develop the right habits, but this practice is well worth it. The second thing about your collecting tool, or UCT as I call it, Universal Collecting Tool, is that it should be fast. If there are too many buttons to press, or you keep a notebook in your bag and you have to go to retrieve your bag to get your notebook, you will resist and start to believe you will remember whatever you are going to collect in your head. And that will never serve you. It will forget to remind you to add it to your inbox. Now, the second part of the process is organizing what you collected. Here, you want to choose something that works for you. I recommend using the time sector system, but you may find organizing things by project works better for you. What matters when it comes to organizing is that you can quickly organize what you collected that day into their appropriate places. For instance, a task would go into your task manager, an event would go to your calendar, and an idea would go into your notes app. Where you put them will depend on how you have each of these tools set up. with your task manager. What matters is the things you need to do show up on the days they need to be done. Nothing else really matters. A side issue is that if you're going in and out of your task manager looking for things to do in individual projects or lists, you will be less effective. When you are tired, you will just scroll through your lists of tasks, causing you to feel depressed about how much you have to do and how little time you have to do them. This is why being clear about when something needs to be done prevents that scroll. You trust that what you have on your list of things to do today are the right things to do today. That's why I recommend the time sector system as your organizational system. It focuses you on when you will do something, not how much you have to do. There are only 24 hours in a day, and you're not going to be able to get everything done in a day. Be realistic about what you can and cannot do in a day. And then there's the doing. And this is what it's all about. You've collected all this stuff and it's organized, so you know where everything is, what appointments you have, and what tasks need to be done today. If you have ensured the first two parts, the collecting and organizing, have been done, the doing part will largely take care of itself. But what is important about doing? Well, that's doing the things that matter, and remaining focused on what you have decided is important. When you don't have any kind of system for collecting and organizing, you will find you get pulled into doing things for other people at the expense of what you are meant to be doing. It can be easy to spend 4 or 5 hours helping someone else to get their work done, only to find yourself with precious little time left to do the work you are expected to do. This is where you will find yourself building mountains of backlogs and with no time to get them under control. Now, it doesn't mean that you cut yourself off from other people. What it means is you begin the day with a clear idea of what needs to be done. If you do have everything organized and you're spending 5 or 10 minutes each day planning the next, you will find that out of a typical 8-hour day, you will likely need 3 or 4 hours for your own work. That still leaves you with 4 or 5 hours where you are available for other people. If you're structured and disciplined, you will find managing your own work and the requests of others easily manageable. Yet, all this begins with the collecting and the organizing. That is the most powerful part of COD. It's essentially a process you follow that ensures the right work is getting done at the right time. And that is the way to think about it, a process. Throughout the day, you collect. Then, at the end of the day, you spend 10 minutes or so organizing what you collected. And for the rest of the time, you do the work. Now, there are other parts to a productivity system, ensuring you have enough time protected each day for doing your important work, which means blocking time on your calendar. I find it interesting that with the advancement of technology, we are focused on doing more rather than using technology to protect our time for the important things in life. I remember years ago envying bosses who had secretaries. Secretaries protected their bosses' calendars by making it difficult for people to make demands on their time. Technology can do this for you today. Services like Calendly allow you to specify when you are available for meetings with other people, and they can choose a suitable time from a list of available times. There are the Do Not Disturb features on your phone and in internal messaging services that tell people you are busy. Technology can do all the things the best secretaries did 20 to 30 years ago. Use them. They will make your life a lot less stressful. Now, the final part is the art of prioritization. In the COD course, I have a section on the 2+8 prioritization method. This is a simple method for choosing what to work on each day. The principle is that each day you dedicate 10 tasks to be done. These tasks do not include your routine tasks, the low-value maintenance tasks. These are the bigger project or goal-moving tasks. Two of those tasks will be nominated as your must-do tasks for the day. These are the tasks you absolutely must do that day, and you will not stop until they are done. For instance, today, my two must-do tasks are recording this podcast and continuing my research into the profession of archiving. When I did my planning last night, I highlighted these two tasks in my task manager and blocked time out on my calendar for getting them done. There are other things I need to do today, but those two tasks are the must-dos. This is how COD helps you. It gives you a framework and a process for doing your work and living your life. If you adopt COD, you will find you have a system for managing your workload. However, beyond COD, there are a few other things you do need to develop. The first is, how will you manage your tasks? As I mentioned before, I recommend the time sector system, which emphasizes what needs to be done this week and pushes everything else off your list until it becomes relevant. This act alone significantly reduces that sense of overwhelm and encourages you to be realistic about what can be completed in a week. Then there are the higher level objectives in your life, your long-term vision and goals for getting to where you want to be. However, without the basics in place, you do not have steps to get there. After all, a goal without a set of steps to achieve it is just a delusion. If you're struggling to get things working for you, I encourage you to take the COD course. Even if you already have a system, the course will give you ideas and methods that will help you to make your system even better. Now, it's a free course and will take less than an hour to complete. Plus, you get free downloadable guidance sheets and so much more. The link to the course is in the show notes, and you can get further information from my website, carlpulleen.com. Thank you so much for listening to this special episode, and it just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.